morning once again, Connect FM listeners, and welcome to our new Friday morning feature program, Book Notes with Stephen Jay. And here's your host, Stephen Jay.
Thank you, Diane. Greetings, book lovers. This morning we have a very special guest on Book Notes with Stephen Jay. He's an international affairs scholar, a former university professor, a former Secretary of State, a Nobel Prize winner, and the author of The Story of My Life by Dr. Henry A. Kissinger. Dr. Kissinger, welcome to Book Notes.
Thank you very much, Stephen. It is a pleasure to be with you once again. And might I add, it's always a pleasure to be with Diane and with your sophisticated and savvy Connect FM listeners.
Dr. Kissinger, the first thing I should tell our sophisticated and savvy Connect FM listeners is that your book, The Story of My Life, is not available at bookstores or online at the present time. Why is that, sir?
Well, primarily, Stephen, because it hasn't been published yet.
And why hasn't it been published?
Well, because my book, The Story of My Life, is not finished yet.
And why isn't it finished?
Because I'm not dead yet. So the story of my life hasn't ended, thus I'm still working on the final chapter even as we speak.
Fascinating.
Actually, I'd call it riveting, but of course I'm biased, and might I add, exceptionally modest for a man with so many honors and achievements.
Dr. Kissinger, if you don't mind my asking, can you tell us a little bit about the chapters that have been written? Perhaps you could read a few passages from your book for us?
I'd be delighted to, Stephen. Let's see. There he was, President Nixon, drunk as a skunk and sprawled out on a couch in the Oval Office. Ever since the Watergate scandal had reared its ugly head, the president was not himself. Sometimes I'd find him wandering the hallways talking to the pictures on the White House walls. He'd ask George Washington if he should burn the Watergate tapes. He'd ask Abraham Lincoln if he should resign, but they never answered him. So, President Nixon would sometimes have a martini, and then he'd have another one, and then he'd have, well, actually, two martinis were enough to put Richard Nixon on the couch, since he was never much of a drinking man. That is, until the Watergate scandal drove him to find comfort and solace at the bottom of a cocktail glass. Thus, on this particular day, I found Nixon passed out and snoring on the couch in the Oval Office. "Wake up, Mr. President," I said to him softly as I gently shook his shoulder. "Wake up, please. Your summit meeting with the Russian leader Leonid Brezhnev is supposed to begin in 5 minutes. President Nixon slowly opened his eyes and asked, "Where am I? How did I get here? Who are you?" I told him that he was in the Oval Office and that he was drunk once again. And I reminded him that I was his brilliant Secretary of State, Dr. Henry A. Kissinger. President Nixon looked up at me with bloodshot eyes and said, "Oh, Henry. Oh, Henry. Oh, Henry." Borrowing a line from one of my favorite Star Trek characters, I shouted, "Damn it, Mr. President. I'm a doctor, not a candy bar." At that moment, the Soviet ambassador to the United States, Anatoly Dobrynin, walked into the room. Dobrynin looked as though he had consumed one too many martini himself. "Henry," he said to me with his thick Russian accent, "President Brezhnev is, how should I put this, plastered. He's been drinking again. Do you know, he loves his vodka." I know, I told Dobrynin. "And President Nixon loves his martinis. He's three sheets to the wind himself." As I was speaking, President Nixon managed to pull himself together and stagger to his feet. Just as he was about to greet Dobrynin, Leonid Brezhnev barged into the room. "Leonid," Nixon said to his Soviet counterpart. "Dicky," Brezhnev replied to the president. The Soviet leader stumbled across the carpet and gave Nixon a bear hug. "Let us drink toast to peace and Soviet-American friendship." "I'll drink to that. Nixon declared as he looked around the room for cocktail glasses and some green olives. You'll drink to anything, I thought to myself. Nixon found the glasses, the olives, the gin, the vermouth, and the ice. I must admit, he made a mean martini. But Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband, makes the very best. Nixon and Brezhnev clinked their glasses, drank their toasts, and passed out together on the couch. Ambassador Dobrynin looked at me and said, "Oh, Henry." I looked at him and said, "Damn it, Mr. Ambassador. I'm a doctor, not a candy bar." To be continued.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Henry Kissinger. And good luck with the final chapter of your book, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, after that thrilling and exciting interview with Dr. Kissinger, I'm sure you'll be happy to know that we're going to have an even more exciting interview as two more guests join us in a moment on Book Notes with Stephen Jay. But first, here's a clip from next week's amazing interview with the runner-up for last year's Nobel Prize in Physics, Dr. Peter Pumpernickel of the Pickle Pepper Institute. That was Dr. Pumpernickel's delightful response when this was Dr. Pumpernickel's delightful response when I asked him to talk about the chemical elements.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium, and helium, and hafnium, and erbium, and phosphorus, and francium, and fluorine, and terbium, and manganese, and mercury, molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium, and scandium, and cerium, and cesium, and lead, praseodymium, and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium, and calcium, and chromium, and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, neon, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
And not to be outdone, I ask our second guest, former United Nations Ambassador Thurston Howe III, if he could name all of the countries of the world. Here was his incredible reply.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still, Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, and French Guiana, Barbados, and Guam. Norway and Sweden and Iceland and Finland and Germany now one piece. Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey and Greece. Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Ireland, Russia, Oman, Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Cyprus, Iraq and Iran. There's Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, both Yemen, Kuwait and Bahrain. The Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium and Portugal, France, England, Denmark and Spain. India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan, Cambodia, Malaysia, then Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippine Islands, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, and Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Zimbabwe, Djibouti, Botswana, Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Gambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana, Burundi, Lesotho, and Malawi, Togo, the Spanish Sahara is gone. Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Liberia, Egypt, Benin, and Gabon, Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya, and Mali, Sierra Leone, and Algeria, Dahomey, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Congo, Zaire, Ethiopia, Guinea-Bissau, Madagascar, Rwanda, Mayor, and Cayman, Hong Kong, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Crete, Mauritania, then Transylvania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Palestine, Fiji, Australia, Sudan.
Oh, how marvelous, and you don't want to miss the complete interviews on Book Notes next week. But right now, we have two more exciting guests on this Friday's morning edition of Book Notes. They are Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Congressman Bernard Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Good morning, sophisticated Connect FM listeners. Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Diane.
Hello.
And hello, Connect FM book lovers.
Gentlemen, you are the co-authors of an amusing book called Point Counterpoint, which is based on your weekly exchanges here on Connect FM.
That's right, Stephen. It's a behind-the-scenes look at how we prepare our point-counterpoint segments each week. Plus, we have the transcripts from some of our best exchanges.
Congressman Frank, you wrote that despite your countless on-the-air disagreements, you and Senator McCain are really good friends off the air?
That's right, Stephen. In real life, I think John McCain is absolutely terrific. He and I could not be closer. We're the absolute best of friends. We're just like brothers.
Senator McCain, is this true?
In a word, no.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for being here on this morning's edition of Book Notes with Stephen Jay. And good luck with your new book. When we come back, political humorist William Melberg will be bringing us an important message about this morning's program that you won't want to miss. So don't turn that dial. Stay right here. Book Notes with Stephen Jay on Connect FM. Welcome back to Book Notes with Stephen Jay. And here with an important announcement from this morning's program is our good friend in Chicago, political humorist William Melberg.
Thank you, Stephen. And here is that important announcement.
Ich bin schon seit Tagen verliebt in Rosamunde. Ich denke jede Stunde, sie muss es erfahren. Seh ich ihre Lippen mit dem frohen Lachen, möchte ich alles machen, um sie mal zu küssen. Aber
Chicago, what on earth is this?
Stevie, this is the Beer Barrel Polka. And it reminds us that our Oktoberfest special is just 6 months away. That's because our Oktoberfest special always comes 6 months after our April Fool's Day program.
Yes, and this year's April Fool's Day special was our spoof on C-SPAN's Book Notes program, which probably comes as a relief to our listeners. I should add that we're a couple of days early for April Fool's Day, but what the heck?
Right. Well, I hope you had some fun, and I might add that some of the things that Dr. Kissinger mentioned were actually true.
Really?
Richard Nixon did enjoy martinis.
Really?
And Prince Philip reportedly does make the world's best martinis. So you can stick an olive in that bit of trivia.
Nice.
How about Leonard Brezhnev? Did he like vodka?
He loved his vodka. And I think we're giving NPR a little competition here today.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I don't think Dr. Kissinger would have given them an interview like that once.
I tell you what, we kind of like it when Dr. Kissinger has to work that stuff out of his throat.
Yeah, he's got a phlegm problem.
But I must say, the two of you sounded very sophisticated
today.
All right, William.
I like a spot of tea right now.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for your time and talents. People can find out more about Bill Melberg at aneveningwiththepresidents.com, aneveningwiththepresidents.com. Bill, thank you as always, my friend.
Oh, Oscar, well.
All right, we got Fox News later. First, we get into our ESPN. The Herd is next, then of Scott Van Pelt, then again, Tay and Jay. We'll talk more about John Gross, the new Illinois basketball coach.
Welcome, John.
Yep, welcome John Gross and his family as our 17th Illinois head basketball coach. So we We were at the presser yesterday. Jeremy Warner was live. We carried it live here on Connect FM.
Mm-hmm.
And had plenty of comments and more to come with your phone calls as the day unfolds here on the radio. So glad you're listening now. Stay with us to The Herd next. Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day and weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. And we'll meet back Monday when I'm a bazillionaire after this ticket gets us $540 million.
I thought that was my ticket that would win.
Can you imagine if it rolls over?
$500 million.
All right, I'm Stevie J with Diane Ducey from Champaign. Have a great weekend.
Join